Hi guys, and welcome to the Differently More podcast. I'm your host, Orlan, and I'm a content creator, singer, and medical student in the UK that loves anything related to self-growth, self-development, improving your life as a whole, and manifesting the life of your dreams. I'm here to help you close the gap between you and your dreams by helping you heal and grow. You're in the right place if you're ready to look inwards to find your answers, take accountability for your future, to start living the life of your dreams while being happy and healthy, deep in your faith in the universe, and discover new tools and concepts to accelerate your growth. I am so grateful you found this podcast, and I'm sure that you'll find something here that will help you on your own journey. So with that said, let's get into this episode, shall we? If there was a question that I would have asked myself a lot sooner to be able to appropriately define my measures of success, I would ask myself this one question. And it's a question that I've discovered and found on Ali Abdaal's channel that I thought was so infinitely profound that I was like, I need to make my own video on this. I need to make a whole video all about this topic because it is so infinitely profound. It helps you go so much deeper into why you're doing certain things. And so the question that I would ask myself is, which game are you playing? And when I say which game you're playing is, are you playing an infinite game or a finite game? On my podcast, on my YouTube channel, everything will be linked in the description for you to go check out. But the purpose of the finite game is to win said game. So the measure of success at the end of the game, the measure of how successful you were is if you won the game. Whereas the infinite game, the measure of success is, are you still playing said game? 50 years down the line, are you still playing said game? And are you still enjoying the game? So the purpose of the game is to keep playing the game. It's not to win it. Winning for the infinite game is that you're still playing said game. And so for me, this question really allowed me to figure out with my YouTube channel, for instance, with medicine, with a lot of things that I want to do in my life is, right, why are you doing the things that you're doing? Are you trying to do these things for success in the way that you win the game, you become successful, you become rich, people know who you are, people value what you're saying? Is that the purpose of the game? Or is the purpose of the game still playing the game and still having things to say in 10 years and still wanting to build a community in 10 years and still feeling a strong sense of purpose and still enjoying the job that I have and still being able to do said job in 10 years? And so whenever you start figuring out what your answer is, and your answer could be variable in different areas of your life, right? You can might be that like your purpose with your side hustle is to play the infinite game, play it as long as you can and have as much fun as you can while you play it. But the purpose of your career is to be a finite game, to come out of it successful. Maybe. I don't think that there's a right or a wrong answer, but I just think that there is an answer that is right for you and right for certain areas of your life. And the more we can start asking ourselves these questions, the more we can start being honest as well with our answers, I think the easier we can steer closer to what success means to us and the closer we can start to understand why we are doing certain things in our lives, why we are striving for certain goals in our life. And is it because of metrics of success that we've put money, status, or is it more, no, I really enjoy this thing. And for me, the purpose of this is to continue playing the game. And when you ask yourself these questions, you can actually start to realize a lot more, I think, where your purpose lies, because I think that purpose lies in the infinite game a lot of the time, because people that have succeeded don't continue playing the game. And so if you don't continue doing said thing, I don't think that that was necessarily your purpose, because a lot of people would say that they would still do what they're doing now that they're successful and, you know, rich and have all of the status. They're like, I would still be doing this even if I was not rich and I didn't have the status, because this is my purpose. This is what I love. This is what I've been doing. And a lot of the times people like have a big breakthrough, quote unquote, but they've been doing this. They've been showing up for years without people watching them, without people listening to their words, really, without having this big outwardly success in the world, right? But they were like, no, my purpose with this is I want to play the infinite game. I want to keep playing this game. I want to keep showing up because this is intrinsically linked to my purpose. This is intrinsically linked to who I am. And so I think if you're able to ask yourself this question in your life and you're able to have certain answers in certain areas of your life where it's like, no, like in this area of my life, I am playing the infinite game, it allows you to be like, right, is this a version of my purpose? Is this where my purpose lies? One, but also it allows you to be like, right, if the purpose of this game is to play it sustainably for a very long time and the purpose is to continue playing the game, then I need to put myself in a position where I can keep playing this game. And so you realize that, okay, if you decide to post 3 videos a week and you're already nearing on burnout and nearing on ending this YouTube channel and leaving social media altogether because you're so exhausted by it, you can be, if you answer the question, which game are you playing, and you say the infinite game, I want to play this game as much as I can, and the purpose of this game is to keep playing it, then you have to be like, look at yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, right, but I'm nearing burnout. So if I want to keep playing this game in even 5 months, 6 months, I have to change something. I have to shift. I have to pivot. And that's exactly what happened to me, I think, with my YouTube channel, was when I discovered that, like, I really love this. I really love this community. I love showing up online. I love chit-chatting with you guys. But I realized that talking only about medicine and only sharing my life and only doing the vlogs was not fulfilling me anymore. When I discovered that and I made peace with that, and I realized that I love YouTube and I don't want to leave. At one point I thought I was going to leave YouTube and I just started crying and I was like, no, I can't do this. I don't want to leave. That's when I started to decide to pivot. I was like, okay, for this to be sustainable, for me to be able to show up every single week, I need to figure out a way that this feels exciting and fun and I want to show up every single week. And that's because I was like, right, this is an infinite game for me. So I need to pivot. I need to figure out a way for this to be an infinite game. And I think that when you answer this question in that way, it allows you and it gives you more freedom and more room to roam and accept and allow yourself to pivot and change the way that you're doing things, because you realize that said thing that you are doing is important to you and it matters to you and it's valuable to you. And so having that question at the heart and at the center of a lot of the things that you do can allow you to understand why you're doing certain things without judging. You know, there's certain things that have to be a finite game, right? You can't be playing infinite games everywhere. But again, the knowledge that certain things in your life are finite games and for pure success and winning the game is good to know, because then you know why you're playing it. You know that this is something that you don't want to play forever and it's something that you want to be successful at, and then you're done, right? You can't have medical school be an infinite game, because you want to just come out of it successful, put in the work, put in the hours, get the good grades and leave. It can't be an infinite game. And if you decide that medical school will be an infinite game, then you're like, okay, why am I saying this? Do I want to actually become a medical educator, for example, right? So certain things have to be infinite games. Certain things have to be finite games in your life. I think too much of finite games is bad, and too much of infinite games is also bad. And so asking yourself and being able to ask yourself this question and really have a true, authentic, raw answer that comes out of it is really, really good and can really help you steer your purpose and understand your purpose a lot more and why you're doing certain things. And again, the why is important. Why you're doing certain things is a big, massive question that you have to ask yourself. But sometimes it's difficult to figure out the why behind things. And sometimes having these questions that have certain analogies behind them kind of help you bypass the, oh, why am I doing this again? And help you get to the root a little bit faster. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this video. I hope that I want to ask you guys what you think about this concept that Ali talked about on his video of the infinite versus finite games, and let me know what you think in the comments below. And yeah, I really, really hope that you enjoyed this video. I hope that this gave you some food for thought, some things to think about within your own life, helped you figure out a little bit more maybe as to what your purpose is or what your purpose could be, where you actually are playing a finite game in your life when actually you would like it to be infinite, more of an infinite game, and how you can pivot and change the way you're doing things so that this thing that you're doing in your life can be more sustainable in the long term. All of these things, I'm really interested to see what it is that you guys have to say about these things. And yeah, without further ado, I'm gonna go. I hope that if you did enjoy this video, please subscribe to my channel, like this video, share this video with other people that could benefit from it as well. Again, my purpose with this channel is to help you heal and grow, and there's only so much that I can do on my own, which is showing up every single week with content that I think will be valuable and helpful to you guys. But if you have somebody in your life that you think will benefit from this content or any other piece of content that I've put out there, please, please, please send them the link. I really want to build a community and I do need your help to do that. So yeah, And yeah, I'm now going to go. I filmed like 4 videos today. My voice and my throat is like, oh. So I'm going to go rest. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I love you guys.